In acknowledging Governor Palin's increased national notoriety, the conservation group Defenders of Wildlife is enlisting celebrities to raise the profile of their fight against Alaska's aerial predator control program. Actress Ashley Judd is the voiceover for a short video that criticizes the shooting of wolves. Judd begins, they add, by saying that when Palin came on the national scene last summer, few knew that she promoted the aerial killing of wolves.
Now back in Alaska, Palin is again casting aside science and championing the slaughter of wildlife. Using a low-flying plane, they kill in winter when there is no chance for the wolves to escape. Riddled with gunshots, biting at their backs in agony, they die a brutal death.
Judd goes on to invite people to stop Palin and the killing by visiting the website eyeonpalin.org. The website says Eye on Palin is a national campaign dedicated to exposing Palin's anti-conservation agenda. Wade Willis is the Alaska rep for Defenders of Wildlife. Willis says he is an ecotourism guide, a subsistence fisherman and hunter. He's lived in Alaska for nearly 20 years. Willis says Defenders is completely against aerial predator control because he says there is no scientific way to verify the program.
Hypothesize that you can just take the keystone predator out of an ecosystem, the ungulates are going to go to a high number and just sit there happily and merrily and never have a problem again, is never been proven or supported by science.
Willis also says the use of private citizens rather than professional wildlife officers in the control program is also troubling. He says the biggest problem is a lack of balance on the Board of Game because there are no non-consumptive users.
And any time you have a board that is an appointed board, you run the risk of having a political agenda trumping the mandates of that board. The mandates of the Board of Game in our Constitution are to manage our wildlife resources for the benefit of all Alaskans. Well, to manage for all Alaskans, every user group needs to have a seat at the table. We don't have that now, and that is the crux of our problem.
Governor Palin just appointed Teresa Sager Alba to the Game Board, a Tok resident with strong ties to sport hunting. Sager Alba is a former president of the Alaska Outdoors Council, a federation of outdoors clubs, and the official state association of the National Rifle Association. Tom Harris is the CEO of the Tyonek Native Corporation. Harris says his corporation is practicing its own predator control program on corporation land around the village of Tyonek in south-central Alaska. He says even though the aerial program raises the ire of some, he sees little alternative for aiding moose recovery in some regions.
If the hunting community cannot keep the predator population at a manageable level, and the state wishes to have a recovery in moose populations, and there really aren't any alternatives other than poisoning and trapping.
Harris says prior to Tyonek's program of controlling bears around the village, there was a 95% moose calf mortality rate in their region, and he says there was 8 bears and 1 moose per square mile.
Our extensive efforts have proved to, over the last 3 years, to provide some respite for the moose, and in fact, we are seeing an increase in moose populations. At that time, we had an estimated 8 bear per square mile versus 1 moose per square mile, and now that is beginning to change. The state property in and around that, and all of it in Game Unit 16, has had some recovery, but it's not been as extensive as our recovery.
No one from the Palin administration made themselves available for comment on the Defenders of Wildlife's latest attack on aerial predator control, but